When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning. Well, look, it should be quite a week. A W already in hand for the Eagles and another big game coming up in 3 days. We'll be all over today. You know, very dominant performance, obviously, by the Eagles yesterday. Fourth quarter was a total joke. I mean, it was just the game was so over in the fourth quarter. So congrats to the Eagles on putting a heck of a football game out there. Now it's 7-2, first place in the division. And obviously on the Detroit Lions' heels for the best record in the NFC. We'll talk about it today and do it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Good morning, Johnny.
White is not the preferred color for toilet paper in France. Do you want to guess what the preferred color is, Joe?
Brown.
Oh, man.
It just seemed like the answer that would get at least a laugh.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
You know?
Man, I wish I didn't
laugh. Of course, for me, it could be red, but that's a whole other matter.
Oh, no!
I give you a drop of the week right out of the gate, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man!
Right out of the gate, I give you a drop of the week. Hello.
That's sort of sad, though,
it's very sad.
To know that. That's
gross.
The case still?
Very sad.
We need to address this.
We don't have to get to the bottom of it. It's actually been dealt with.
Got it. See what you did there.
All right. What do you got? Because I got to talk Eagles. What
pink.
Do you got? What?
It's pink. The preference for pink toilet paper dates back to the 1960s when France started recycling their toilet paper. And they added pink to match decor and bathrooms.
There you go. All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to a season with, I think, now legit Super Bowl aspirations. I mean, it's... You know, it's been a hell of a year, and for the Eagles to be at 7-2 is really impressive. I think yesterday was the first time when the word Super Bowl talk felt warranted. You know, they were talking about it during the broadcast, Nance and Romo, and I don't think it's crazy talk. I think it should be warranted. I mean, the defense was phenomenal. Now, again, and I'll say one more again because it's five now, they have faced a team that is just a fiasco. So it makes it all kind of complicated and hard to figure out exactly what we got here in town. But what we know for sure is we have a 7-2 team that is extremely likely to make the playoffs, that has a great shot for, you know, home games in the postseason, and has a lot of talent on offense. Jalen yesterday, it was a confusing one to evaluate. In the end, and for most of the second, I mean, he was phenomenal once he got going. He was obviously slow to get going. So you have that reality. But the defense was great. Hurts did do a lot of great things. I mean, his running has really improved. He's picking his spots. You know, if he can get 3 to 5 times a game where he uses those legs to get a first down or put pressure on a defense, it changes the dynamic. He obviously had some beautiful throws. The one to AJ for about 35 yards was fantastic, but he was very slow to start. I am struck by a lot of things, but the main thing I come back to this morning is I do think we have a legitimate Super Bowl team. Let me back that up. Wrong phrase. I do think we have a team that legitimately we should be discussing the Super Bowl about, but I admit, knowing that these five teams stink, Cleveland, Giants, Cincy, Jacksonville, and Dallas, and they do stink, it confuses the situation. But we'll take your thoughts today at 215-592-9494. And obviously, it was great to see them win a game going away yesterday where they could rest starters in the fourth quarter. I mean, for a huge stretch of the fourth quarter and get ready for Washington, which really does feel like the first big showdown game the Eagles have had in a long time. John, talk to me, my man.
Our defense has allowed 4 touchdowns in the last 5 games.
That's amazing.
That was I heard Ruben say that. Let's start there. That's incredible. We have played bad teams, but we have defeated bad teams soundly. And that's all we can ask as fans, really. It needs to look a certain way while doing that, I guess. But I think it has looked the way we need it to look. These young defenders, we know how special the young defenders are. That's really exciting. And now, major thank you Howie Roseman for these young defenders, Quinn Yan.
He nailed some.
Cooper DeJean. Just seeing some of the, man, excitement that that can generate, that's great. And by the way, seeing linebackers go out there and generate, N'Kobe Dean, generate excitement. Also, Zach Bond, a guy who is on a one-year deal still, which is crazy. Our offense... on the other side of things, we know that they're sheerly dominant. The defense, it's different now. It's linebacker driven and it's exciting and it just feels tougher. Our defense, that's what we want. Tougher.
That's right.
And that's what we got. And it's awesome. And then our offense is sheerly dominant. And Joe, for those of you who are way too harsh on Jalen, I thought it was interesting to look around the rest of the NFL yesterday. Jalen had a bad first half by our standards because he just wasn't productive. He turned the ball over, and that was something that we grew unaccustomed to in recent weeks. It's been like a month since he's turned the ball over. Meanwhile, Jared Goff, the quarterback for the team that I heard was the best in the NFC prior to them playing yesterday, and they came back and won a game yesterday, which was crazy. But Jared Goff, his team won despite the fact he threw 5 interceptions yesterday.
Yep.
5 interceptions thrown by that quarterback. When I look around the rest of the league and I look, Jared Allen, he threw 2 interceptions yesterday. Josh Allen, my gosh. Josh Allen, 2 interceptions yesterday. The best quarterbacks are imperfect, just like ours. And ours is one of the best. The Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes yesterday, they trailed the Broncos 14-3 at the half. Patrick Mahomes came back. He ended up having, 266 yards. He had a touchdown. It was a slog. It wasn't pretty. He missed an open Kelsey in the end zone. He makes mistakes too. His rating, his rating ended up being 92. Jalen's team dominated in the second half yesterday. I look at Jalen's rating was 115. You look around, Jalen's doing things that other quarterbacks can't do. And then the best quarterbacks out there, they have some off days, some off plays as well. The bottom line is Patrick Mahomes is leading his team to an undefeated season. And it seems like, man, how in the world do you beat the Chiefs? Because he's going to figure out a way.
Or they're going to block a field goal on the end or whatever.
That's crazy too. And when all hope is lost and the Chiefs haven't, and Mahomes doesn't beat you, then they go and block your field goal and win anyway. That it's crazy. It really does.
Look, I don't think the Chiefs are really all that good.
They're hanging on by a string, and no one thinks they're really undefeated feeling.
Right.
But they're playing good football, good enough football. We are playing bad teams. Jalen made some mistakes. That happens. I'm fine with that. The Cowboys did. They tried to throw a bunch of stuff at us and a bunch of stuff at our offense. They threw crazy looks for us to pick up and sort out up front, and the offensive line struggled with it at first, and you could see that we worked some things out. Jalen, he's still late at times delivering the football, and that's frustrating. But And as I said, the O-line, not always trustworthy, especially when you got 2 new guys in there and they're having to swap off stunts and things like that. And they were heating it up on us. When it was all said and done, though, the offensive line did a good enough job. And few teams can hang with us.
Let me tell you who deserves a lot of credit today and probably a lot more than he's going to get on this show, because I just think a lot of people don't want to give it to him. Sirianni deserves a lot of credit. Now, again, much like the Jalen conversation and much like the defense conversation, you got to recognize who you play is a factor. I mean, these 5 teams, the Eagles have faced 13-35 is their combined record. So it's like the evaluation of Jalen, the evaluation of the defense, and the evaluation of Sirianni all go into the same bundle of confusion based on who they've played. However, guys, let's be real. 5 weeks ago, I don't think there was really anyone that thought they were going to be 7-2. I don't think there was anyone that thought they'd win the last two games, crushing the prior opponent. Now, yesterday was made a lot easier by, you know, Dak not playing. That Cooper Rush guy was brutal. And it really looked to me like the Dallas Cowboys quit in the second half. It really did. And credit the Eagles for taking their will. But also, I mean, let's be real. Harder games are coming. Detroit, San Francisco, perhaps in the playoffs. You know, any number of other teams. I mean, San Fran now has my antenna up. My attention. They look like they're going to probably be top two or three in the conference.
They barely won yesterday.
I understand. I understand. But they got McCaffrey back, and you know they'll probably be in the mix. Let's put it that way. Look, there's a lot to digest from this game. It was a tremendous third quarter as the Eagles just took the will of Dallas and just stomped on that star. And it's great to feel excited. Now, how to evaluate the whole thing? Look, that's a job of all of us at 215-592-9494.
It's crazy everyone's looking forward to this game already, moving forward.
You know what
to
it is, John?
Thursday.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. It's sad
it's
that we're not going to enjoy beating the Dallas Cowboys.
No, it's not that. No, we're going to enjoy it, but look, there's another game in 3 days.
It's a game against a really good team who happened to lose a heartbreaker of a game, and that bothers me. They're going to be that much edgier.
Doesn't bother me. And it's your first place in the division in mid-November.
It's the biggest game of the season easily so far.
It's the biggest game they've had in a while. It's the biggest game they've had probably since the San Fran game last year when the Eagles got walloped, where you feel like it's a mano-a-mano. Let's roll. All right, 215-592-9494. Your reaction to it all, the level of credit you want to give today and should give today to Sirianni, Hurts, the defense, and more. The play by Saquon, I got to tell you, to get to the 1 yard line, that thing got lost in the shuffle because of everything that happened in the third quarter. That was one of the great plays of the season. He caught the ball around the 20. He wasn't supposed to get past the 15. Next thing you know, 2 seconds later, he's at the 1 yard line. It was unbelievable, and it was beautiful that they were able to mostly tuck him away yesterday, not use him much in the second half.